Welcome back to Moments of Love. Today's loving tale is P is for Progress. In the heart of a bustling city, where the skyline was a patchwork of towering buildings and sprawling parks, lived a young woman named Sam. Sam worked as a graphic designer, finding beauty in the details of life, the way light reflected off windows or how colors blended in the sky at sunset. But the most important design of all, she believed, was her own life. Sam was transgender, and her journey toward becoming her true self had been one of courage, self-reflection, and ultimately, love. For many years, Sam had kept her feelings hidden, struggling with the disconnect between how the world saw her and who she knew herself to be. But with time and the support of a few close friends, she had come to embrace her identity. Her transition wasn't just a personal evolution. It was the story of her becoming the person she always knew she was. Along the way, Sam had learned that love, like gender, like identity, was complex, fluid, and capable of progress. One evening, at a small coffee shop known for its open mic nights, Sam sat sipping her drink and sketching designs. As the performers took turns at the mic, musicians, poets, and storytellers, Sam's attention was drawn to a young man named Eli, who stepped onto the stage with a guitar slung across his back. His soft voice carried a warmth that reached deep into Sam's heart, and as he played, she felt something shift within her. Eli was openly gay and had recently moved to the city in search of new beginnings. He was kind, gentle, and radiated a sense of quiet confidence, qualities that drew people toward him. After a set, he wandered over to where Sam was sitting, intrigued by her focused expression as she sketched. Their conversation flowed effortlessly, as though they had known each other for years. It wasn't long before they began meeting regularly, sharing their lives, their struggles, and their hopes for the future. As they grew closer, Sam found herself opening up to Eli in ways she hadn't with anyone else. She spoke about the difficulties of her transition, about the moments of doubt and fear, the challenges of navigating the world as her true self, and the joy of finally feeling at home in her own body. Eli listened with empathy, sharing his own experiences of coming out as gay and the slow, sometimes painful progress toward self-acceptance. What made their connection special was not only the deep respect they had for each other's stories, but also the way their love evolved over time. There was no rush, no need to define things too quickly. They allowed their relationship to progress naturally, understanding that true love grows through patience, understanding, and acceptance. They celebrated each other's milestones. When Sam legally changed her name and gender marker, Eli was there, holding her hand. When Eli's music career began to take off, Sam was his biggest supporter, attending every gig and proudly cheering him on. Their love was not about fitting into a box or meeting others' expectations. It was about creating a space where they could both be their authentic selves without fear or judgment. In a world that was constantly changing, where progress often felt slow and hard won, Sam and Eli found peace in knowing that love, too, was something that could grow and evolve. There were moments of struggle, times when the outside world seemed intent on reminding them of how different they were. But they had each other, and together they knew that love could be a form of resistance, a way to push forward in a world that sometimes felt resistant to change. Years passed, and Sam and Eli's love continued to flourish. They built a life together, filled with art, music, and late-night conversations about the future. They knew that love wasn't static. It was something that required effort, trust, and the willingness to grow together. And that's exactly what they did. Sam had once believed that love would be hard for someone like her, that her identity might make her unlovable. But Eli showed her that true love isn't about perfection or fitting a mold. It's about progress. It's about seeing each other's journeys, respecting them, and walking forward hand in hand, and so their story became one of progress, not just in terms of their individual lives, but in the way they built their love, brick by brick, into something strong and enduring. It was a reminder that love, like everything in life, is always evolving, and that's what makes it beautiful. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe. No matter what happens, and no matter what, always remember that you matter, you mean something. Go be kind.